Something bad was clearly wrong as he crawled out of the wreck. As his vision glitched again, he performed a systems check. There was damage in his brain and it spread throughout his core. Sirian gave a cry of pain and collapsed upon the floor.
Memory permitted. System halted.
Void, I assumed that I was dead. A sense or feeling as these voices in my head. A flood of colors, shapes, and textures swam before my mind aside. One of the voices spoke a curse, and I fell back into the night. Returned, I was lying on a slab. Like the natives took my corpse to dissect inside their lab. I tried in vain to speak and let them know that I was still alive. I hoped and prayed they'd stay behind until the rescue could arrive.
Thank you.
understand me, Mr.
Zarya.
You've been badly damaged, but we've done the best we can. Sorry if the operation caused distress or pain. I also have to warn you that we've just replaced your brain.
What?
You're in a land where magic works, but it can act like radiation. It cooked your brain and left you in this situation. We used our spells to move your mind into a brain of our design. You're still the same guy as before, so just relax, it will be fine.
But what you're saying can't be true. I feel like I'm still being as sure as you are you.
We've done this kind of thing before, so just relax and don't you worry anymore. If you insist, I'll walk you through the gory details. We have the power to steal your soul and all that entails. The hardest part was matching up your senses to our interface. It took a while to give you sight, but now we're talking face to face.
I find this all hard to believe. I'd like to trust you, but it makes me feel naive.
We'll do our best to ease your mind.